Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, May the 7th. Thursday, May the 7th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, in line with our new series that we got coming up this Saturday, or this Sabbath day, we want to lay a foundational introduction for the series, and we're talking about how to be the ark, how to provide the protection and the preservation and the provisions from your covenant or your cortex. And so we want to look at and make sure that we understand the true esoteric meaning of the Ark of the Covenant. And one of the things that we want to talk about is when people say, what up? So the word what up actually means what up. So what up means what up. So people go around and you see people, yo, man, what's up, man? What's up? So when people say that term or say that phrase, what up, what they're really meaning is what up. So in this series, we're going to go a little deeper, but I want to lay a foundation because I want to make sure that people understand what is included in this series. So when we talk about watts, we're looking at it from an audio or from an electrical perspective, and we're looking at the power of voltage. And so they gave us volts, V-O-T-E, in exchange for our vote, V-O-L-T. In the movie The Lightning Thief, if you remember the movie The Lightning Thief, the guy steals a bolt of lightning. Now, that lightning represents your volt or your voltage. Now, the voltage is a volt with age. Wattage is a watt with age. And so when we talk about wattage, we must understand what is a watt. When we talk about watts, what we're talking about is the rate of energy conversion or exchange. Let's understand. Watt, or W-A-T, is the rate of energy exchanged. And so it is the medium, or it is the way by which energy is exchanged. And so when we talk about watts, we're talking about how energy is exchanged. Now, the reason why this is so important is because that's what the Ark of the Covenant is all about. The Ark of the Covenant is about the spiritual exchange of energy or entity. And so when you touch the Ark of the Covenant, you were zapped with lightning, with a bolt of lightning. And so watts has to do with determining the intensity, if you will, of what is called a joule, a J-O-U-L-E. Now, joule is similar to a joule, but in exchange for a joule, J-O-U-L-E, they have given us joules, J-E-W-E-L-S. And so you have or you wear joules in exchange for your joules. And so what they are doing is they are manipulating your chi or your prana or your energy or your power or your source or your electrical current. And so right now as we speak, everyone has been given a vote. You got the right to vote. And so in exchange for your right to vote, they took your vote. They took your VOT. And now when you walk around and say, hey, what's up, man? What's up? What's up? What's up is what up. And so what and joules are the same. And so they've taken your W-A-T-T and they give you W-H-A-T. And then they've taken your J-O-U-L-E, joules, which is a measure, it is a quarta, or it is a package of energy, and they've taken that and they've given you joules, J-E-W-E-L-S. So joules replace joules, what replace what, volt replace volt. And so now we must understand that we must take back all of these keys to the kingdom. Now, in this series that starts this Saturday, we'll probably kick it off at about 2 p.m. Central Saturday. In this series, we break down the esoteric meaning of the lightning thief. In the movie The Lightning Thief, they're trying to tell you somebody stole your lightning. And so the Ark of the Covenant is the lightning, but the lightning is the enlightenment. And so you can't be enlightened unless you have lightning. And you can't have lightning unless you take back your vote. So give them back the V-O-T-E, and you take back the V-O-L-T. Give them back W, and you take back W-A-T-T. Give them back J-E-W-E-L, jewels or jewelry, and you take back J-O-U-L-E, jewels, jewels. It's an electrical term. You are an electrical being. Your electricity has been manipulated. You are a biological electrical being. And if you don't understand how to be this electrical capacitor, you can't be jolted with enlightenment. Instead, you're going to be jolted with lightning, and then your spiritual DNA is going to be disengaged, destroyed, diseased, disharmony. And it is this dissing that they are trying to do by manipulating the VOLT, the WATT, and the JOULE. All of these are electrical terms. This is what you are. You are a watt. A watt is a measure or rate of energy conversion. And so somebody is converting your energy. But you're supposed to be converting your energy from into a spiritual being, not a physical being. And so when we talk about one joule per second is the rate of cardiovascular exercise. And so if we look at the word cardio, car, C-A-R-D-D-O-D-I-O, we would break that down during the series. And so we put emphasis on cardiovascular, V-A-S, and then cular, C-U-L-A-R. We're going to break that down during the series. It's important to understand, my brothers and sisters, that what you are producing when you exercise is an exorcism. Now, I don't want to drop too much knowledge here for free, because then it will destroy you. It will deform you. Let me make sure that we are all on the same page and you understand the magnitude of this audio series that starts this Saturday. Cost is $100 for the listen live, $150 to listen live and receive the download, $200 to listen live, receive the download, and receive a hard physical copy. So that way you can exchange the exercise for a exorcism. And so you exercise when you should be doing, is you should be performing a exorcism to get rid of the V-O-T-E, the W-H-A-T, the J-E-W-E-L. And so it is this exercise that has replaced the exorcism that the Ark of the Covenant is performing on you. But because you don't understand that your neocortex, which is the top layer of the brain, sits on top of the paleocortex. Paleo means old, cortex means covenant. And so the Ark of the Covenant is the overstanding or the understanding of whose you are. But there is no result in any physical exercise unless there is some type of a overload or resistance. Doing physical exercise has replaced spiritual exercise. Let's overstand. See, the more power you generate when you exercise, the faster you accelerate. The more weights you lift, the more you push, the more you do in the cardio exercise, it increases your power or your capacity or your capacitor. The Ark of the Covenant is an electrical capacitor. So what they gave you is capacity to replace your capacitor. So you are a capacitor that has been replaced by capacity. And if you don't understand, again, all of this stuff I'm sharing with you right now is just scratching the surface. And so this series is so important. If you took the metaphysics of new clay, what you have now is you've activated the 12 strands of your DNA. Now you are a dangerous person. You are dangerous to yourself and others, because unless you understand you are an electrical capacitor. All of the Levite priests had on the priesthood robe that had the 12 stones that was jewels. But it wasn't J-E-W-L-E-S. It was J-O-U-L-E-S. The Levite priest was the electrical capacitor. They didn't have an electrical capacitor. That's why if you touch the Ark of the Covenant and you wasn't a Levite priest or a member of the priesthood, you died. And so there are people listening to this audio who basically don't understand that you are a V-O-L-T, but they gave you V-O-T-E. You got to take it back. You are a W-A-T-T, but they gave you W-H-A-T. You got to take it back. You are a J-O-U-L-E, but they gave you J-E-W-E-L. So we got rappers walking around with gold around their neck. They got all this jewelry on. They don't understand they're supposed to be a jewel, not jewelry. And then we go and we exercise instead of performing an exorcism. And then we go and we want to sit in a congregation instead of being a conjugation. And so we are filled to capacity instead of being a capacitor. And so the enemy has stolen your electrical, because the word electrical means electric city. You have been elected by the Father to be a part of the city. But I can steal your citizenship by exchanging jewelry for jewels. And if you don't understand OMG instead of OMS, OHM. And so the Cosmogrators is mind effing you. That is what's in the movie The Lightning Thief. The Lightning Thief stole the lightning bolt, which was a vote in exchange for a vote. This is the metaphysical secrets of the Ark of the Covenant. Now, this is free stuff. Wait till you get to the paid program this Saturday. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Partner with me either at the $100 level, $150 level, or the $200 level so you can understand, my brothers and sisters, the Ark of the Covenant. This is a cookie blower. Your 12-strand DNA is a energy lightning megalithic conductor. The problem is no one gave us the understanding of how to discharge our electrical current. I was talking to a good brother of mine, Brother Zach, the other day, and knowledge is your power to zap people. But we're supposed to zap people into enlightenment instead of zapping people into confusion. Now, you should be asking yourself, well, Brother Will, you know, man, you talk about this stuff, but I don't make the connection. Well, all you need is one word, my brother, one word. That one word is pater, P-A-T-E-R, which is the Greek word for the English word father. So that's what the Bible says, call no man father. Why? Because he ain't your generator. The word father means pater. The word pater means a generator. A generator is somebody who sends the vote. So you mean tell me that the Pope is your source for your electrical current that flows through your body? And I don't think so. The Pope is not the pater. So why are we giving him the ability to think that he can amplify our electrical current using the acoustical decibels? Now, brothers and sisters, I have to break this down, but again, it's too much voltage to drop in this environment. So we've got to take this to a private environment so I can break down the decibels. So you can understand that the SPL, the sound pressure level that you produce through your body, I don't know if you understand that you are an acoustical instrument. You have been played by the maestro, the supreme conductor, who doubles your wattage by amplifying the signal. You are an amplifier of the Father's signal. So the Father's sending you a signal and you amplify it. But the problem is somebody has stole your jewels, J-O-U-L-E-S, with jewelry. So I'm going to give you some fancy jewelry. Here you go, wear these rings. What is it about gold? Why are we fascinated with gold? Why is there so much value placed upon gold? Gold is a superconductor. Gold, G-O-L-D, is God, G-O-D, with the L in it. Who's the L, brother? Who's the L, sister? G-O-D, add the L, you get gold. W-O-R-D is the word. Add the L, you get the world. The L is the Cosmogrator. In the Greek, he's called a Kyrios. This Kyrios is a fallen entity who seeks to manipulate and to control by adding sigils. And so he wants to get you to provoke and invoke and vote instead of using your vote. He's the lightning thief. He stole your lightning. You got to get it back. He stole your lightning bolt, brother. He stole your lightning bolt, sister. That's what the movie was trying to tell you. And so if you don't get your lightning bolt back, your lightning bolt, you don't have enlightenment. And therefore, everything I'm saying is Greek to you.
spiritual things are only spiritually discerned. But how can you get spiritual discernment? In this series, I'm going to give you the biological, scientific proof of how to bolt up your cerebellum. Ceremony. We're going to break it down for you, my brothers and sisters. We're going to break it down for you. Again, join me this Saturday, 2 p.m. Central. Cost is $100, $150, $200, depending on what level you're comfortable at. Again, make your donation at my website, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Or you can email me for more information, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Website, masterteacher33.com. And you say, well, brother, you know, that sounds good, but what is Ohm's Law? Have you ever heard of Ohm's Law? Have you ever heard of what is the most sacred sound on the planet, brother? What is the most sacred sound on the planet, sister? Have you heard of Ohm's Law? Ohm's Law states that the current through a conductor between two points is directly proportionate to the potential difference across those two points. The Ark of the Covenant has two points, two gold cherubims sitting inside of a wooden box. What is being conducted between those two points of the gold cherubs? In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve was kicked out of the garden. There was a cherub placed at the garden with a sword, a lightning bolt, a bolt in his hand. And if Adam and Eve tried to go back into the garden, they were going to get zapped and they would be dead, fried alive. What is the Ark of the Covenant trying to tell you, brother? September is right around the corner. If you have not become, not build one, you are one. You don't need a secret. You are the secret. Let me say that again. You don't need a secret. You are the secret. Why are they promoting metal over men? Why do they want technology over spirituality? You don't need technology. You are the technology. You don't need metal. You are metal. You don't need a secret. You are a secret. I would dare to say, I'm not going to say that one because I'm going to scare people off, so we'll leave that one for Saturday. You see, my brothers and sisters, you are playing small. You have been lied to by the powers that be. And they have dumbed down your amplification, and they have replaced the output power of the OHM has been replaced with OM. The VOLT, the volt, or your voltage. Voltage is a vote with age. Are you of age, brother? Are you of age, sister? Can you handle the vote? Can you handle the output that I'm outputting right now? Can you handle my decibel level? Can you overstand my sound pressure level? Can you understand my binary beat? Are you on the same etheric level? Can you wrap your brain around my acoustical output? Can you overstand my semantics? Can you understand my cerebellum or my ceremony? Or have you been dumbed down and have they replaced your cardium or your cardio with a cardat-go? Let me make sure that we are on the same page, because we have been given definitions. But the definitions we have is a deaf definition, DEAFPHONECIAN, or how do you spell, Phoenicians. The Phoenicians were from Ur. They were part of the Canaanites. They were part of the pagan religions that was passed down. And so you got a deaf pagan in exchange for a definition. And so now you got a OM instead of a OHM. You got a VOT, the right to vote, instead of a VOLT, vote electrical current. You got what? You walk around saying, hey, what's up, dog? Yo, what's up, man? What's up? So you got a WHAT instead of a WATT. Now you got jewels on women. You got y'all are jeweled up. You got the Barbara Bush pearls on. My homeboy is walking around with a Rolex watch on. Oh, we got jewelry in exchange for jewels. J-O-U-L-E-S. Now we got exercise in exchange for exorcism. We go to a sports arena full to capacity. We'll go to an all you can eat full to capacity in exchange for being a capacitor. You are an electrical capacitor, but instead you settle to be in a church congregation instead of a conjugation. And so you settle to be a part of the congregation instead of understanding phase conjugation. Do you understand what phase conjugation is? It is the electrical explosion of the heart. Phase conju, C-O-N-J-U. Not congra, C-O-N-G-R-A. You go to church and you're part of the congregation. And you need to be the conjugation. It's electrical, brother. You are a biological, electrical, chemic being. But we've been lied to. And so now we are dumbed down. And so our arc is not a capacitor. So when September rolls around, you will find yourself in a FEMA camp. Or you will find yourself being vaccinated with something that turns you from altruistic to autistic. These vaccinations are full of lead and metal. Once it gets inside of the body cannot process it out. I'm not talking about something I read of a book. This is real life. It's coming. So you need to be an electrical, you need to have all 12 strands of your DNA activated. You need to go to my website today. MasterTeacher33.com. Pick up a copy of the series we did last week if you haven't heard it. And you need to listen to it every day so that you can understand what the powers that be are doing. They are trying to derail your DNA because Yahushua came on a DNA rescue mission. He's here to activate all 12 strands of your DNA. But you got to be fully connected. You got to disconnect from the Delph, D-E-A-F, Phoenician. You got to connect to the true definition of the etymology of the word, not the world. You got to take the L out of the life. You got to take the L out of your life. You got to take the L out of your words. Because W-O-R-D, word, when you add the L, it world. So your word creates your world. If you got the wrong word, you got the wrong world. And so we must be what? It's time to increase your wattage. Watt plus age. Wattage, brother. Not what, but what. Not vote, but vote. Not arm, but arms long. Not jewelry, but jewel, J-O-U-L-E. Not exercise, but exorcism. Not capacity, but capacity. Be a capacitor. Not congregate. Don't go in with a bunch of fools and congregate. Be a conjugate. Stop calling people father and focus on the patar, the generator. Forget gold and focus on God. My brothers and my sisters, it's very, 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 very important because we're running out of time. Don't live on time, live on purpose. When you are in purpose, you're outside of time. Let me say that again. When you are in purpose, you're outside of time. So therefore, the powers that manipulate time, they can't manipulate you because you're outside of time, you're outside of space, you're outside of mass, you're outside of matter. You become one with the Father. When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. My brothers and sisters, again, join me this Saturday, 2 p.m. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My email address, again, MasterTeacher33.com@gmail.com. You must be the ark. You cannot go and get an ark. You are the ark. You can't go get a secret. You are the secret. You can't go buy technology. You are technology. You can't go and wear gold. You are gold. You can't go and read the word of God. You are the word of God. God has no longer written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. What was inside of the Ark of the Covenant, brother? What was inside of the Ark of the Covenant, sister? Two tablets. You are those two tablets. Those two tablets, two strands of the DNA. When the capacitor activates, connects you with your source. But we're going to break it down this Saturday. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. also known as, used to be known as Master Teacher 33. I am God's anointed servant for this time. That is why my English name is Betaziah. Betaziah in Hebrew means in the shadow of God, sent by God to build the temple, which is your body, to house the Shekinah glory of God. That's my purpose. What's yours? My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control your electricity. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.